This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
We're back here on the morning shift. We got steak tips on the way and the latest on the TGL.
Yeah, I wasn't the only person in Atlanta that had a good night. Our TGL team, Atlanta Drive, Tiffany, they're going to the championship. They're going to the finals.
It's been a fun league so far. A lot of people are having a good time going to these matches.
Yeah, it's been really cool with what they've done down there in Florida with some of these setups. But so Justin Thomas, Billy Horschel, and Patrick Cantlay kind of dominated the Bays. The Bays got Shane Lowry, Minwoo Lee, and Ludwig Øyburg. Who Øyburg is? He's in the full swing. I've only one episode in because I've been trying to. I caught up the first two episodes of the new season of Righteous Gemstones, which I know you're a big favorite.
Wait, there's a new season?
Yeah, it's back.
What?
Yeah, Righteous Gemstones is back. The final season is back.
Yeah.
I had to catch up with the first two episodes of this season. Bradley Cooper makes a cameo, but that's all I'm going to tell you.
And I know what I'm doing later.
But look, they won last night, and now that it's a best of three, I think, that starts next week.
Starts on Monday, March 24th, and they'll play three nights in a row if needed. Best of three series, like you said, they'll play Monday and Tuesday and on Wednesday if necessary. But I'm with Tiff. Like, it's been a lot of fun to kind of keep up with TGL. It fills a void in the sports calendar of that, you know, those kind of midweek days, you know, between, the NFL playoffs and really the start of baseball. I think it's filled a nice void for a lot of people to be able to check that out on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So
yeah, they've done a good job mixing in with college basketball and not getting it in before, you know, baseball really starts and the playoffs of basketball and hockey are in full swing. That is a void. Believe it or not, it is a void, but NBA regular season, college basketball regular season. Spring training, they've kind of jumped in there and all of it, and it's been cool to watch. I think one of my favorite things about it is when I watch them hit, like they're hitting on a tee off of grass or just grass, or when they have a sand shot, it's literally out of sand, and it's all lined up. It's like a long little, it's like a driving range type setup that they have, but there's one of each. And I just think that's kind of cool.
And not only that, one of my favorite aspects, and you mentioned Full Swing a minute ago, you've gotten to know these guys a little bit better because they're always mic'd up. They're constantly doing interviews. You can hear them talking to one another, making decisions. It really shows the relationship between each golfer better than anything the PGA can put on.
It does that, and I think it shows the professionalism that they are, how they act on the actual tour.
Yeah.
We see it in Ryder Cup some, but when these guys are on tour, I mean, you see a fist pump here and there, or and they're like, they'll, you know, get really excited with their caddy, but they're talking trash. They're joking around. And Billy Horschel had like the chain or whatever he was wearing the first match of them. Like, you're really seeing them come out more and more. Some of the stuff you see a little bit on Twitter and behind the scenes on Full Swing, you're really seeing it in the middle of a match. Yeah, it's emotion.
When we visited with Billy Horschel, he was on the Falcons pregame with us during football season and got a chance to catch up with him. And you could just tell him talking about it, that he was so excited about that aspect. And then he comes out and has the Dirty Bird chain. So I thought that was really cool as well.
Yeah, let's get some steak tips.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great
steak.
To see you. How's everybody
Great
doing
to
today?
See you as well. Sports coat on. I said the term power luncheon a minute to you because I'm always judging what you're wearing.
I know you always
it's not
are.
Just
Miller
a lunch.
Brothers. It's a Miller Brothers special. Kudos.
It's not just a luncheon, though. It's not just a luncheon. It's a power luncheon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Decisions are being made.
We had
made.
A breakfast downstairs with some fun people.
Yeah,
so.
Decisions are being made.
What do you call that, Mike? Is a power breakfast?
Yeah, or? Maybe so.
I'm just asking.
You got to fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the tournament, right? There's only so much. I think we're going to talk about the. So you're excited about the TGL?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Atlanta's made the final. They're going to play that next week. I think it's been really neat.
I'll tell you this. The golf group that I went with, the Sweetens, over the last week, like all of us text during matches, like in our group chat, like the guys are watching or after, like it's been. I was surprised that the group kind of interacted that way about the TGL. So I think that's really good.
Better
for them.
And better. I would say that. I think it's evolving. We may have somebody was down there last night. See, it is nice to see Atlanta doing well. I want to talk about why the next few weeks are so cool. I love to see people's lives change in one moment, and that's what happens in the NCAA. And I'm talking about guys that you don't know their name other than March Madness. I'm not talking about Danny Manning, who led Kansas, or Purvis Ellison, who led Louisville. Like, you knew those guys. They were all Americans, right?
Yeah.
Now, they had great runs, but they were supposed to. I'm talking about a guy like last year. You remember the kid's name? Jack Golke hits 10 threes against Kentucky.
You're talking about the guys that, and this is for Atlanta people, like R.J. Hunter. Like, you're talking about guys that had moments in March that you're like, wow.
Well, you would never know their name otherwise.
Yeah. I don't want to step on your toes here, but I think one of the best shooters to ever grace the NBA, the first time we found out about him and Steph Curry as fans.
The
Davidson run.
Yeah.
We didn't really know. We knew his dad, Dell, but he wasn't a national player.
I would agree, but he was a dominant player. Well, he was a dominant player at Davidson, but I'll give you that, right?
Maybe the guy I had this weekend at Liberty, Caden Matheny, was just launching threes, like logo threes.
Right.
So we were talking about perhaps he could be a guy that might be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about guys that you would never have known their name if it wasn't for their moment.
And guys that, I think to your point, never like had a magical NBA career.
Exactly right. You know, that's part of my criteria.
Yes.
All right. So I'll just give you a few. 1990. This guy playing for Connecticut. Connecticut's had a lot of great players, but he wasn't considered one of them. Tate George at the buzzer, 1990.
Yeah. And the Huskies will have exactly 1 second remaining in this ball game to try and pull off a miracle. Just 1 second left. Burrell takes the ball, looking inbound, loops it far up court for George, who catches it, turns around, shoots, and he got it!
So, what's interesting about Tate George, do you know the next game Connecticut played Duke in the final eight? You know, Leitner hit the shot. They think that Kentucky was his shot. Christian Leitner had two shots in his college career. He eliminates Connecticut the next game. They inbound to Leitner inbounds it. They go back to him, and he beats Tate George in Connecticut and costs them going to the
final
four.
Does Christian Leitner fit your criteria?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But that's why I didn't. But I'm just telling you, Connecticut lost the next game on a buzzer beater. Mm. Christian Leitner had two shots in 4 years where Duke would have lost if he didn't make the shot. He made both of them.
Mm.
I'll give you another year.
I can feel the money flying out of my wallet towards my bookie right now.
He may be the ultimate, never heard of his name until this moment. SEC, sorry, Oxford, Mississippi. It's 1998. They did this to Ole Miss.
The inbounds pass to be thrown by Jamie Sykes. Carter pressuring. It's to Jenkins. It's to Drew for the win.
Gone. Oh! They did it. Bryce Drew did it. Bryce Drew.
Yeah.
One of the greatest plays ever drawn up. No shot. They're Valparaiso. Now, he would go on to be a coach we've heard of, but not an NBA player. Not a school you ever would have heard of in Valparaiso, and probably the most played shot in NCAA history. Okay. He's a high school name because of that moment.
Yeah, his dad was the coach. Homer Drew, I think, was his name. Yeah. I remember coming home from school, getting off the bus, walking in, and changing the TV my mom had on from, like, Oprah or something. I was like, I want an NCAA tournament. And literally, he hits the game. He hits that shot. Like, I see, like, the last 30 seconds of that game. That was so... Yeah. That's so crazy. That's how I fell in love with the tournament, was stuff like that.
It's weird, State, because you've gone a couple of routes I didn't know you'd go, and I had a couple of names in mind. But
give me some.
How about Jimmer Fredette? And I think he was actually – was Jimmer in the Olympics?
He had a nice run, but he wasn't a leading scorer for much of that season, wasn't he, Jimmer Fredette?
Yeah. He was in the Olympics.
Kevin Pitsnoggle. Remember Kevin Pitsnoggle of West Virginia?
The white kid. How can you forget a name like that?
I think they eliminated Calipari in Kentucky. But he was a big time player.
We talked about Adam Morrison yesterday from what did we say? Gonzaga.
Yeah,
Gonzaga.
A big back and forth. But I don't know that he fits your criteria either. But Tyler Hansbrough is a guy that I always think of that was, you know, massive, one of the best players in the country in terms of college. I don't know about March though.
I think back, maybe it's on your list. I don't know. I doubt it. But like a guy like Scott Padgett from the '98 Kentucky team, who was a bench player, came off and had phenomenal minutes.
Or Jeff Shepard from Peachtree
Ridge. Yeah, Jeff Shepard's another one. Yeah,
that wins a national title.
Yeah.
And then there's this kid. Villanova's had a lot of great players. Chris Jenkins is not one of their great players.
Going to go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now, and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
So,
one of the great calls of all time, too.
Yeah, Chris Jenkins hits a shot that wins a national title after Carolina, by the way, made the most incredible three to tie the game on a double pump in the air 3-point shot. So, There are going to be these guys the next 2 weeks that names will live forever.
Yeah, one shining moment.
Yeah. And they won't, by the way. The rule is they can't have been a great – Adam Orson was a great player in college.
Yeah.
Some of these others. This needs to be their only moment.
Okay. All right.
So,
yeah, I got homework. I have to report back.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.